Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And the American people is shouting.
This is important to do for the American people.
Ram down the throat of the American people.
And now it's up to the American people.
You think the President of the United States should make his policy based on polls?
Poll after poll show that their chief concern is, in fact, jobs.
Polls are out and reveal that a majority of Americans do not think that their opinions are being heard in Congress.
Well, you know, we're used to hearing politicians give speeches and speak very emotionally about the will of the American people. And they invariably use poll numbers to back up whatever it is that they're saying. But we also know how easy it is to manipulate poll numbers with leading questions or maybe spin the results to support both sides of a political argument, like with our 100% poll results on the love of pie.
Americans love pie.
But another case in point, health care legislation. Republicans frequently stated during the course of the year of debate that Americans opposed the health care bill, but they ignored poll numbers showing strong support for most of the key provisions of the bill. And here's another detail. Within hours of the signing ceremony, a new Gallup poll suggests a majority now support passage of the legislation as a whole. What does this all mean? To make sense of it, we have with us John Zogby. He's the chairman and chief insights officer of the polling company Zogby International. Good morning.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I wanted to start this discussion off with these poll results out from Gallup yesterday. Let's say 49% of Americans think passing health care was a good thing. Only 40% now say that it wasn't. That's the 9-point difference seems like a remarkable change. Is that as volatile an opinion change as it seems?
No, it's more a cosmetic change than anything else, because basically we always saw support and opposition pretty close to each other, averaging, you know, through much of the debate, low 40s in favor of the legislation, whatever it was at any given time, and high 40s opposed. Sometimes, you know, it would be 40% in favor and 51-52% opposed. But there was some squishy support and opposition in between. And this is what happens when some of that squishy negative turns over into a squishy positive.
Okay, squishy positives and negatives, though, end up being used very effectively often by politicians. I want to play you a clip from House Minority Leader John Boehner. This is him speaking on Saturday before the bill passed.
Americans are jamming the phone lines here on Capitol Hill. They're screaming at the top of their lungs to say, stop, just stop. Republicans are listening, and we're standing with them.
And here's Senator John McCain after the bill was passed.
With all this euphoria that's going on, it's inside the Beltway, champagne toasting and all that. Outside the Beltway, the American people are very angry, and they don't like it.
And John, this was a very familiar argument coming from Republicans over the past year that Americans, they said, were angry over this bill. Americans did not like it. But has this message ended up working for them when you look at polls?
Well, it's worked for them certainly in the short run. Over the long run, I'm not so sure. But remember, when we're talking about polling, we're talking about two things. One is frequency, which means, you know, a straight up or down. Are you favor? Are you opposed? Do you agree or disagree? That's one thing. But then you're also talking about intensity, which is who is strongly in favor and are they willing to go to the mat for it versus who is strongly opposed and are they willing to go to the mat for it. And thus far, that high intensity has been in the opposition side. And so when McCain, when Boehner, when McConnell and others say, but the American people are angry about this, yeah, absolutely. Those are the people, the high-intensity opponents who've been calling them. Remember, up to this point, the Democratic side, liberals, have been mixed about this legislation. They wanted more, and so their support was squishier. They weren't likely to be marching in the streets.
John, how do you separate out the issue of a generalized sort of referendum on Obama? If I support health care, I'm basically saying I like Obama. If I don't, I'm basically saying I don't like Obama, versus a real opinion on the merits of the bill itself. It seems to me that's hard to measure.
Yeah, it is. And John, you know, what's interesting, well, first of all, two things. You know, we always saw when you added Clinton's name to a piece of legislation or an issue, Bush, Obama, they are polarizing characters, and the other side just automatically in a poll is able to marshal up its forces. You get a truer picture if you take the name away and try to just look at the issue per se. When Obama's name is attached, look for 45% just getting started who oppose. It's like the SAT exam. You get 200 points just for showing up with a pencil. He gets 45 points against him no matter what it is. On the other hand, a piece of legislation like this, we always saw consistently that each element that ended up in the legislation was fairly popular. You know, anywhere from the high 50s to even the mid 60s in terms of support. But when it was Obamacare, when it was a whole package that appeared to be scary because of costs, because of death panels, because of socialism, because, hey, we've already spent trillions on bailouts and stimulus, and now we're going to spend trillions on health care. That whole package used to scare the hell out of people.
Hey, John, it seems like there's an odd thing going on. We know that polls are easily manipulated with leading questions or how you ask certain questions, but we also have seen lately polls driving political conversation. Like the cart is now before the horse.
You know, frankly, polls should never dictate policy, but public opinion, you can't be contemptuous of public opinion. I don't really know anyone who lets polls drive their decision. Mainly, though, polls are used to support a position.
John Zogby is the chairman and chief insights officer of Zogby International.